Welcome to the Sun City News. My name is Vicki Duke, and I'm your volunteer broadcaster, bringing to you the news from the Sun City Independent, and I am coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona. Starting with the front page, Sun City HOA holds annual meeting by Zev Black. The Sun City Homeowners Association hosted its annual meeting January 6th to recap 2025 and talk about the state of SCHOA headed into 2026. General Manager Lisa Gray began the meeting by emphasizing that SCHOA is not the same as the Condominium Owners Association of Sun City or the Recreation Centers of Sun City. Everyone living in Sun City must pay RCSC fees. But the $25 annual SCHOA membership fee is optional. There are advantages to being an SCHOA member, like being able to vote on regulations and running for the board. All residents must abide by the CCNRs whether they are a member or not. Gray said she views SCHOA as a safeguard for the community, protecting property values and watching for legislation that could affect Sun City. She added that the board works hard to keep the age overlay intact. "We don't pay school taxes," she said. "When we ask people to become members for $25 to help protect that, that's going to save you a lot more money than school taxes if we were to ever lose that. The age overlay is so important to us." Compliance Manager Christine Schmitz reported on data collected in 2025. Over the course of the year, there were 4,510 reported CCNR violations. SCHOA doesn't actively go out into the community looking for violations, but instead relies on civilian reports. She added that SCHOA looks at and responds to every single report the organization receives, but it can take some time for a report to be processed. "It takes time to do these things," she said. The most reported violation was condition of property, with 1,604 calls throughout 2025. The CCNRs do not allow for houses to have weeds in the front yard, among other things. Schmitz emphasized that SCHOA does not enforce the law. Toward the end of the meeting, Beth Lucas, SCHOA marketing manager, talked about the group's business partner referral program. SCHOA vets every business, checking references and licenses to ensure that the companies are going to take care of Sun City residents. The whole basis of the program is to help Sun City residents avoid scams and frauds that we're often the target of, she said. Individuals can only access the database by becoming a member. Gray reported 17% of eligible Sun City residents are members. That's only 4,961. "We will take complaints from everybody, but I'm hoping people will see the value of what $25 helps them," she said. To learn more about SCHOA and what the organization does, go to suncityhoa.org. And that's the end of that article. Next, the Sun City Posse swears in a new commander by Zev Black. The Sun City Posse held its monthly meeting January 6th at its headquarters at 10861 West Sunland Drive. This meeting marked the first for Arlene Cluzinar as commander. "It's a little exciting, it's a little daunting," she said about being commander. "Our focus is to make sure that things are safe in Sun City and that people feel that they're secure." Cluzinar was previously the president of a volunteer ambulance service in New York, which she said was the same type of organization as the Posse. They serve three different communities with EMTs, first aid, and paramedics. She added that even though she will do her best to serve Sun City in whatever way is needed, the Posse depends on residents letting them know if there's something unusual going on. Although Tina Anderson will no longer serve as commander, she will still be a part of the Posse. In 2026, she will be the operation officer. Being the commander of the Sun City Posse has been an honor and a privilege, she stated in a text message. "This is a wonderful group of dedicated Sun Cityans who delight in using some of their free time helping to make our community safer." Later in the meeting, members were recognized with various awards, including Service Time Awards and the Make a Difference Awards. Two other awards were given out, which were the Support Person of the Year, which is Linda Johansson, and the Patrol Person of the Year, Herb Blair. Cluzinar said Johansson helps wherever she can, whether that's with the events committee or in the training department. Herb takes care of the entire Posse grounds, keeping the building and its surrounding area in pristine condition. He also goes out on patrol even when he's not scheduled, filling in for other members when they call out. Four new board members were sworn in as well. Tony Ashby will be in charge of events and long-range planning. Julie Blair, Herb's wife, will be the new lieutenant for support services. Mark Dauberman will be in charge of Neighborhood Watch and will be the community liaison. Cynthia Ezak continues her job as treasurer, but was formally elected this year. "This year, everyone who will be on the 2026 board was brought to the front of the room and sworn in, even if they were sworn in last year or the year before. If they're serving on the board, I believe that they should take an annual oath," Cluzinar said. Over the course of 2025, the Posse received 30,370 total calls for service. Of those, 21,824 were vacation watches. Cluzinar said people sometimes donate a significant amount of money to the Posse for them to perform those vacation watches, and that sometimes people donate nothing. She added, however, that the posse gives the same service to everybody, regardless if they donate or not. Donations can be made to the posse at suncityposse.org/donations/donations. Looking ahead to 2026, Cluzenar wants to increase the number of patrols the posse runs on the weekend. They currently patrol 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. She said that she wants the posse to either extend the Saturday shift or add a new Sunday shift. To learn more, go to suncityposse.org. The Sun City Historical Society plans an annual meeting by Zev Black. The Sun City's Area Historical Society will explore the history of the community through the generations at its 2026 annual meeting at 2 p.m. January 14th at the Banner Olive Branch Senior Center. The program, Through the Generations, will feature stories presented by second and third generation residents who will share recollections of what life was like in the Sun Cities for their parents and grandparents. Guest presenters include Bill Pearson, a third generation Sun City resident, and Ann Becknell, a second-generation Sun City West resident. Both residents followed their parents and grandparents to the Sun Cities. When Del Webb said his greatest accomplishment was the building of these Sun Cities, he may not have envisioned how life here would be passed on from generation to generation. Andrew Kindler, president of the Sun Cities Area Historical Society Board of Trustees, said. A short business meeting will take place prior to the primary program. Kindler will share highlights of the museum's activities in 2025 and present an update on plans for 2026. The meeting is open to the public, although only museum members may vote on SCHS issues. To register, call the museum at 623-974-2568. And that's the end of that article. Next, Mental Health Company Settles in Sun City. By Zev Black. Sonoran Life Solutions, which began in 2008, recently moved locations from Peoria to Sun City, with a team of 9 therapists led by CEO Valerie Girard and CFO Don Yaw. The practice provides in-person and telehealth services for individuals, couples, and families. The move was made partly because the company's lease in its Peoria office expired. Girard said they used to be in a larger building and just didn't need as much space as they had before. Yaw added the office space per square foot in Sun City is significantly lower than it was in Peoria. The new office is located at 13000 North 103rd Avenue, number 98. After the COVID-19 pandemic, in-office therapy became secondary to teletherapy. Many of the therapists chose to leave the company. Before the pandemic, Sonoran Life Solutions had 32 therapists. Now there are 9. Gerard, who is a therapist along with her role as CEO, prefers her clients to go into the office rather than meet with them over the phone because she relies heavily on body language. "I like people to get up, get ready, come in," she said. "I feel like it's all part of the process of getting counseling." She conceded, however, that she thinks teletherapy is really good for those who aren't able to physically go into the office. "It seems that going the other way," Yaw said. "There are a number of companies that's all they do." Gerard said she is available to meet everyone's mental health needs and is open to seeing anybody. She added, however, that if a patient needs higher care, she can connect them with an appropriate provider or program. "We're a non-judgmental, very open agency," she said. "We want people to come and feel like they're accepted. I really have brought on therapists that have that attitude, that we accept people for who they are. We're not trying to change people." Yaw said the company only has one counselor with approval to provide counseling for Medicare. He added, "They are working on getting more people approved. We have applied to Medicare for approval for additional counselors since the need is so great in Sun City. We also are trying to recruit counselors that already have Medicare's approval." The company has done some outreach to groups they can collaborate with and plans on doing more as additional staff is acquired. Gerard hopes to be more active in the community in 2026. For more information, visit Sonoran Life Solutions, all one word, .com. Next article, West Valley to host ceremony honoring massing of the colors. The West Valley chapter of the Military Order of the World Wars will host its annual ceremony to honor the annual massing of the colors in service of remembrance. The Desert Brass Band will perform musical tributes Tuesday, February 10th at the Palm Ridge Rec Center in Sun City West. A musical prelude will begin at 11:15 a.m. with the ceremony beginning at 11:45. The ceremony honors the flags of the U.S. as well as state and unit colors. Around 40 flags are massed to represent organizational colors of local military, veteran, and patriotic organizations. A service of remembrance missing man table will be presented by Peoria High School's Air Force JROTC, Ceremonial Honor Guard, to remember those who have given their lives, who are missing in action, or who were held as prisoners of war in service to the United States. Laurie Kinney, a former teacher, assistant principal, and principal to the children of military members as they grew up living in places such as Japan, Germany, Italy, England, and the Azores, will be the featured speaker. The public is invited to this free event. Next, Sun City Church names new senior pastor by Zev Black. After 2.5 years of searching, there is a new senior pastor at Fountain of Life Lutheran Church after Pastor Tom Daly retired. Although Daly had announced his retirement, he agreed to leave services until the church found his successor. Pastor Rob Rogers, who lived in Arizona for 6 years when he was younger, is back in the valley to lead the congregation. Rogers previously served in Seattle, Louisville, and most recently Chicago. He moved back to Arizona the first week of November and was installed November 15th. I felt like it was time for me to do something new, he said. I've been in the same church for 21 years. The weather is certainly not a bad thing when you come from Chicago. He said he doesn't like being in charge of everything, preferring to work with people to make decisions. I take the term shepherd very seriously, he said. You lead the sheep by example, and you lead not only from the front, but also from behind. I like consensus. He added that he believes a congregation needs to buy into what the pastor wants to do. He didn't want to change everything when he took over, instead opting to make small changes over the years to mold the church into his vision. Church President Ron Schuke said the transition from Daly to Rogers has been smooth. He has taken into account the current church practices and that everybody feels comfortable with adding the little things that make it feel unique with him. We're all excited. It's been a seamless transition. Those 2.5 years paid off with Pastor Rogers. Looking into 2026, Rogers and Schuke are trying to get the church's profile higher in the community. They want to find ways to reach people and let them know that they are in Sun City. The church hosts worship services at 10 a.m. every Sunday and Bible study at 10 a.m. every Tuesday. There is also a grief group that meets at the church on the last Thursday of every month. Come feel the warmth of having a brand new family that you can become a part of. There's so many people who are single here that have limited family or family in different places. When they come here, we become their surrogate family. And that's the end of that article. Next, Temple offers 3-part series about heaven and hell. In a 3-part interfaith series, Rabbi Dana Evan Kaplan of Temple Beth Shalom of the West Valley will explore Judaism's boldest and mysterious teachings about the afterlife, drawing from biblical texts, rabbinic debates, medieval philosophy, and Jewish mysticism. We will ask why the rabbi spoke so intensely about what awaits us beyond this life. Does Judaism believe in heaven and hell, or something far more unsettling? Jewish tradition refuses easy answers, offering instead a haunting and powerful range of visions: judgment and mercy, resurrection and return, silence and promise, Kaplan said. The series, which is open to people of all faiths, will be offered from 10 to 11:30 a.m. February 2nd, 9th, and 23rd at 12202 North 101st Avenue. These teachings are not meant to satisfy curiosity alone. They challenge how we live, how we repent, how we face suffering, and how we imagine justice and hope. Whether you arrive with belief, doubt, or deep questions, this series invites you into Judaism's most dramatic confrontation with life, death, and eternity, Kaplan added. In addition to being the spiritual leader of Temple Beth Shalom of the West Valley, Kaplan has authored several books. Since Judaism does not stress heaven and hell nearly as much as some forms of Christianity do, many people are surprised that Judaism does have well-developed concepts of both. There are many different Jewish views of heaven and hell, Kaplan said. To learn more about Kaplan, you can go to DanaKaplan.com. Well, that's the end of that article and the end of our time together today. Thank you so much for listening to my show, The Sun City News. Again, my name is Vicki Duke, and I am coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona.